Development. This is a capital improvement project P587900. Tonight is July 6th at 7 o'clock. We're meeting at Solly Elementary to review this project. This meeting is going to be audio recorded, and a link will be provided on the Office of Planning and Zoning's website tomorrow within 24 hours of our meeting. Please hold all questions until the end of the meeting. We will have a questions and answers session. Meeting minutes will be shared with the public. They'll be posted on the DRP website, as well as the OPZ Community Meetings website, and they'll also be mailed to any residents who received our mailer for this meeting. If you have any questions, you couldn't think of them tonight, no problem. If you go to the Office of Planning and Zoning's website, to the Community Meetings section, you can scroll down and find this meeting and submit a question in writing to the Office of Planning and Zoning, and we will answer it within 30 days, give or take. I'm going to do a quick round of introductions. My name is Emma Pfefferkorn. I am the project manager with the Department of Public Works for this project. Joining us tonight is Chief of Planning and Construction for the Department of Recreation and Parks, as well as John Norman, who is our project manager with Pannoni Associates, the designer of record for this project. The reason that we are meeting here tonight is because we have to by code. We like to keep our communities informed, and we are adjacent to residentially zoned lots where we're proposing to build this park, so it's important that people know what's going on in their backyard. In addition, we will be applying for some modifications for the removal of a couple of specimen trees that are present on the lot. We want to make sure that everybody's aware of that as well. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and let our designer take over. John?
Thank you. Construction start estimated summer of 2024, and an estimated construction completion date of summer 2025.
Now, this slide here is just a little bit of information about the life cycle of a capital improvement project for the county. So as you can see, step one is project inception. You know, basically somebody has an idea of a project that they'd like to see. We initiate the contract with a designer to start, you know, making that vision into reality. Then we move on into full design. That'll involve getting detailed documents ready for permitting, making sure we cross all our T's, dot all our I's. Once we finish up design, then we will move into the bid and award. That's when we start the process of engaging a contractor to actually build the project. And once we get through the bid and award period, we go into construction. And that's really when you guys will start seeing us making a footprint on sites. You'll see us kind of putting in our protections and actually doing work. So when we're the most visible. And once we finish construction, we go into the project performance period, which is effectively the warranty period for a project for about a year after construction.
And a quick project overview. It's an existing condition photographs. Here on the left, we have a view of the open field. It's a very open nature to the site right now. It's mostly open field with forest around the periphery. There's also the existing food truck court, which I'm sure most people know about. There's also Solly Cemetery in the western central portion of the project area. Is not part of the project, so and we will be staying away from that. There's also going to be connections to the Tanner Trail nearby, and again, the open nature of the Tanner Stream Zone. Here we have some existing environmental features. Most of them are on the southern part of the project. There's a stream buffer here with a stream valley here, and also an associated wetland, which is that magenta one, with a wetland buffer, which is the blue. And the green dots, those are trestle trees. Three of them identified. These two, unfortunately, have to be removed for the construction of the fields. Speaking of which, impacts to the environmental features, two specimen trees will need to be removed, and modification to notification will be submitted for the removal of those trees. For the forest, there will be some impact to the forest. Approximately 2.06 acres of forest will be removed, and 2 acres of forest will be retained on site. Mitigation will occur off-site. Again, no proposed disturbance with the wetlands and wetland buffers, no proposed disturbance with the stream and stream buffers. The cemetery has a 25-foot preservation easement around the property outside into our property, and there's no proposed disturbance in that area. Just the detail of the specimen trees in question. These two will be removed, 31-inch southern red oak and a 32-inch yellow. Park improvements are walking paths, lighted multi-purpose field, baseball and softball field, basketball field, park pavilion, playground, paved parking lot, overflow parking lot, and we've also left an area on the project site for a future elementary school, but that is not part of this plan. It's just going to be preserved for the future.
Sorry, it is a little hard to see, guys.
Baseball field here, multi-purpose field here for soccer and lacrosse. Our main parking lot, the trails that lead to across the park into amenity areas here, such as a basketball court, playground, and pavilion. This is the overflow for the parking lot, and this here is reserved for the future school site. Detail of the baseball field. It's close to the parking. We'll have bleachers installed on the south side. Fencing the backstop. Obviously the backstop. and fencing all the way around the dugout benches, and they'll be ball netting on the foul lines. Multi-purpose field is 360 feet by 225 feet. It will be lighted. The lights on both these sides. It will be focused lighting with LED cutoff fixtures, and the lights out at 10 p.m. Bleachers here on both sides, and ball netting at each end to catch balls going past the post. The center part of the site has these three amenities here, the basketball court, playground, and the void. These will be ADA accessible. The playground is proposed to have a rubber grass surface. Playground is placed in the area, as well as picnic tables. The main parking lot will have at least 36 total parking spaces. 788, again, with paths linking to the rest of the park and portable toilets. The overflow lot is roughly 150 parking spaces. It'll provide additional parking for large park events. It'll be easily turned into a parking lot for the future elementary school that will be down in this area. Wales. At the moment, there's 8 microbiome facilities proposed and 3 grass proposed. And these are just some examples of microbiome retention facilities that they require to build mulch with depression in the ground to retain stormwater. Forest conservation. These green shaded areas are the existing forest trees. We've got special trees here. There's field roots. There's additional forest here. Painter Trail. This appears. Again, some clearing will be made. Forest festival. Majority of this forest here along the eastern edge is going to be, it will remain and will be a buffer to the adjacent property. Forest conservation, again, will be handled off-site, but there will be some areas to provide additional planting on the project.
At this point, I'd like to remind everybody that after tonight's meeting, you have up to 2 weeks to submit comments through the Office of Planning and Zoning's community meetings website. Just type in the name of the project in the search bar, and it should come right up. We will also mail written responses to everybody that received the mailed notices. At this point, we'd actually like to open up the floor for some questions. I am going to leave up, at least for now, a slide that has some helpful utility links if there's something else that DPW can help with. Yes, sir.
What about you, sir?
This meeting is to gather community input. We absolutely want to hear from the community. This is anticipated to be a capital improvement project for sure. We feel that we've, you know, taken steps to do a good design, but you know, this is, the purpose of this meeting is to gather community input. Point out, and it might be a little bit more clear on our printed site plan, which will, you know, has an overlay. I'd encourage you to come and take a look at this. I want to be clear that there will still be a buffer between the park and the residences. We are not clearing that forest. We are removing a portion of it to accommodate the new fields, but we are not clear cutting that forest.
Right, understood. It's just us in here.
Crews rotate through all of our parks, empty the trash cans, put them in the dumpster, and then the service company comes, empties the dumpster. For however many toilets we end up putting out here, that's a contracted service that'll be serviced by whatever that vendor is. But grass cutting and regular maintenance is all part of our function. That's all
so
part of the
function. That's going to be porta potties?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So porta potties in the entrance of our neighborhood.
We have porta potties in the park.
Yeah, so like back to the reforestation thing is, if you're going to pull 2 acres of forest out, why don't you put it around the whole park so we don't have to look at it as an eyesore in our neighborhood? I mean, that's the main entrance to where we come into our neighborhood. You know, we didn't spend the money we did on our homes to have a park put right there to have an eyesore. Why don't you come in our neighborhood?
I've got to be honest. We can only take one question at a time, so please wait until you're called upon.
I thought what he said was this area would be okay. So I misunderstood. I'm sorry. So where exactly are your proposed?
The porta potties are going to be here. So I want to remind you that this is basically a forest that you can't see through. And in addition, there will be a wooden enclosure around these, so there won't be prominent features. We do realize that they are, not super attractive. We also have to put our trash somewhere. Typically, we find that providing portable toilets is preferable to not.
So one thing that I noticed, and I've gone through Freetown and also going across the street over here adjacent to the fire station, and what I've noticed is the trash is not really maintained well at times, right? And there's been people hanging out all times of night, whatever. So, and that's one of my concerns as well is, introducing people who have no vested interest in Tanya Springs into Tanya Springs. We're the ones that have to look at it, and we're the ones that have to take care of it, to a certain degree,
sure.
Right? Because if something happens over here, it flows over into these neighboring houses here, right? And that's what we want to avoid. I don't know how you police that, but it'd be nice if you guys had a plan to take care of that. Another thing is traffic. One thing I did notice is there was some underground drilling on the corner of Tanger Springs and Heritage here. So I don't know if that seems like they're putting a light right there. You wouldn't know.
But I would not know.
If they are, that's a good thing. If they're not, that's a concern as well, having this park here and the influx of people coming. And we have, believe me, I live across the street, and I hear people flying up and down Tanya all the time, you know, and I've seen people almost get hit. I've almost gotten hit there twice this week pulling out of my neighborhood. So, you know, that's a concern as well. So how are you going to address that? Or
well, we're not, but I believe that you're right. I suspect that there will be a traffic light there eventually. We made reference to the fact this is Tanier Springs Park, but the traffic generator here is going to be what's called Heritage Crossing Elementary School, mm-hmm. which is probably 3 to 5 years yep. from now, mm-hmm. and there will be a lot of traffic associated with the school.
Yep.
So I'm fairly confident. Well, there'll be additional engineering studies done before the school gets developed, but the traffic, people that drive to the park here, will be nothing compared to bus.
We're going to go ahead and
just
take
my last question. What is the area? What is the acreage that you're reserving for the school? What size school?
I don't know.
Off the top of my head,
there's no concrete plan.
Yeah.
For the school,
you just leave it
all. Yeah, exactly.
Enough area.
So I'm going to take this gentleman's question back in the red.
So there's public water up there. Or in public sewer, bathrooms are needed. Porta potties are great for a temporary solution. They're horrendous. Contractors are very notoriously bad with that. So my recommendation to you guys, and I'll put in my recommendation when I submit it, is you guys put a bathroom in there. It has to be done.
Yeah.
Do any of your other parks have bathrooms?
We have about a third of our parks have bathrooms.
Any of them in the community like this?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Any of them in the community
like this?
Well, yeah, they're all over the county. I mean, yeah. There are 55 different places. Here's the problem, and I'll be honest with you, and we'll take your comments, and I understand it, and I agree with you, okay? A bathroom is better than a porta potty. The problem is, those 55 places, it's really actually 49 parks, we have a resident youth group. Whether it's a youth football or little league baseball or whatever, they take care of those bathrooms. They clean them, and more importantly, they open them and close them. So when I say that we've got 49 parks with bathrooms, that's true. But each of those bathrooms is only open about 10 days a year. And they're only open between April and October because they're winterized. There's no heating and air conditioning in any of those bathrooms. And we have to keep the bathrooms locked because otherwise they become homeless shelters.
Yes.
They get vandalized and they cost the people. I'm like you, I pay taxes here. You'd be amazed how much money gets spent.
We're fully aware.
And that's what happens.
I want to echo about the traffic situation. Yes, the school is going to be worse, but why not deal with that issue now, at least putting in a light?
Well, it's because we're here to build a park. We don't have to do anything with that intersection. That's
so you're inviting more people into the community by putting that park in our community.
So to clarify and expand. To expand upon what Bruce has said, you know, there are thresholds within our design standards at what point a project requires a traffic study. This project is small, and it does not, by code, require a traffic study. It does not meet that threshold.
So what you are going to do, this is an issue I have with the county for many years. We're going to do what is barely required by code. We're not going to go over that.
We are careful with the taxpayer funds, yes.
The lakes over in that park area, what's going to happen to the people who live across the street on Tanger Springs? Those are LED lights, and I understand that they are directional. We have directional lights on some of our streets from BGE. I can still tell you, I have everything new in demand to block the lights coming from my house, and it doesn't do any good. What are you going to do for those children?
These aren't street lights. I can answer that because we get that question a lot, and we spend a lot of money on athletic field lighting. The new generation lights are cut off from your house. You'll be able to look over and see if they're on or not, but they won't actually be illuminating anything. You won't we had some unfortunate situations where we put lights on a soccer field, and there was a parking lot next to it, and we figured there would be enough spill from the lights. It was so dark that people couldn't find their way back to their cars, even though the soccer field was still illuminated. So we had to go back in and add parking lot lighting. So
I have one little question for you about OxyGas for me.
I'm sorry?
I have a follow-up on that, but OxyGas.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what user group, Parking Parks question, not building, do you have any idea what user group would be using that? Because there's no feeder systems up this way to facilitate that.
Yeah, we don't have an identified user group. There is a rugby club in North County that is always looking for multi-purpose space, and we have a lot of soccer teams that are always...
Okay. Just for the record, I just want to put on the record, I work for Councilman Nathan Bulkey, so I work for the county, and I'm also a citizen of taxpayer. So, but with that being said, on the recreational standpoint, and I'll answer your question if it's okay with the lights. I can attest to that, where the lights have been modernized extremely, because trust me, I know a lot of fields. So that has been modernized, to say the least. But as far as, I'm taking my hat off for a minute. I know that that is a placeholder for an elementary school, because I know the councilman and I know the community has had issues with the overcrowding at Solly. So another elementary school is needed in the area, absolutely. But I think there should be more planning done, and I'm going to piggyback on Mr. Brown also. Listen, I live in District 3, I work in District 3, and I play in District 3, and I grew up in District 3. I have seen the changes along here, and as far as that's concerned, what you were saying about traffic, have that conversation with the school board, kind of pre-plan a little bit, instead of waiting until this is built and then throw an elementary school in at later down the road. Now, your original, you all can correct me, and again, I've been here a long time. I'm 45 years old. I've lived here all my whole life. Don't damn me for that either. So, in that sense, you have the growth in this area along Marionette Boulevard. With that being said, you have traffic issues. The planning, I feel, was shortfall at that point. And with that being said, you also have, maybe I'm dreaming this, but the original plan of the community you were supposed to have, I've heard different stories. In that area, you were supposed to have a park. I heard a shopping center. I heard additional housing was another one. And then another piece, a school. I thought there was a school that was supposed to be put in place in that community initially. So that's the thing. Like, it could be more houses and you're still going to have more traffic. If you put a school in, yes, you're going to have more traffic. If you put a park in, you're probably going to have less traffic. And I'm being a devil's advocate here. You're probably going to have less traffic. But you're still going to have people that may not be in the neighborhood. But just some things to think about. And for everyone, not just you, not just them. And if you do have concerns that you think about later, send your concerns to them. Even if it's something that you think of, no matter what it is. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you.
Didn't mean hijack the meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I live on the property that is going to be where the forested area that you said. If you want to get back to their slide, too. So, I live on this side back here, where you currently are saying we're not going to remove forest. My concern, well, I'm glad to hear that, number one, because I was hoping that I wasn't going to have backing up to like fields and common house. But what is the plan for this elementary school? And what in the future are you going to then tell me 5 years from now that you're going to deforest that whole area so that you can use that acreage to build the elementary school?
With respect, we really don't have an answer for that today. You know, there's a lot of redistricting exercises going on at this time, and, you know, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made that have nothing to do with us. And so we really can't speak to what the school will do in the future. But what I can tell you is that we have coordinated with the school, and this is the area that they've asked us to keep. So, you know, and if you look here, you'll notice that there's a future 20-foot fire lane that goes kind of around the perimeter that does not result in deforestation. So I imagine that that is where they will plop a school of some design that I cannot...
All right, but as much as it's growing, yes. 5 years from now, because they're building houses on shores, they're still building shores, it's not anywhere near done, there's still industrially zoned land that could be rezoned to residential behind Tanner Springs, all along Salt Lake, because we fought for a while for not to have industrial stuff put in there, because that was a whole issue a couple years ago. So my concern is that I don't want to lose more forestation than what we currently have, and the traffic issue, because it is very... Heritage Crossing is insane. People fly up and down it. It's very dangerous. I walk my dog almost every night. It's terrifying. The same with Tanner Springs Lane. And I highly recommend that the county does traffic studies, because, or does something to control traffic. Maybe not just a light, but some other type of, like, slowing down traffic of the past. Because now that they have all the Amazon stuff, you know, we've got trucks and other things that are also traversing between Solly and Marlin Neck, as you're, you know, back and forth, and they are driving extremely fast, especially going to be having, you know, recreational facilities are going to have small children using them. So that's my concern, in addition to, like I was saying, about the bathrooms, and then bringing in transients, and potentially, like, creating issues with, like, crime and people, like, moving, coming into the neighborhood that wouldn't normally be here, and bringing with them things that we don't want to have come into our neighborhood.
Well, we thank you for your comments and your input. Yes, sir.
Just real quick, to piggyback a little bit off of his about the deforestation, their concerns about the deforestation of the 2 acres in the middle and whatnot. So I also live on the backside there, right there as well. Yeah.
Up in the corner. We live up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. So I guess my thing is I know that little bit of forest right there was really not much. I guess my question is, there's real nothing being done for, like, sound mitigation. So you're putting in a baseball field, you're putting in a multi-use field that's going to be lighted until 10 o'clock at night. I mean, I'm going to have to listen to baseball games, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, I mean, on a Saturday, Sunday. I mean, I feel like there's not enough being done. I mean, I bought my home way before this park was being put in. I mean, I think it's only fair to us that there's a little more done as far as sound editing. I mean, I didn't ask for this. I mean, so, I mean, you know, I mean, we didn't pay the prices we pay for our homes to have this park just pop out, boom, and then now I have to listen to this, you know what I mean?
So that's a good segue. So what's the driver of putting the park here?
The county bought the land. There are not a lot of parks in this part of the county. This district could use more parks, especially like this one, smaller community parks. We need multi-purpose fields. It's and we like to put, like, the more community-oriented things, the playground, the pavilions, something. There was we got a lot of input already when we were evaluating this site for people that were interested in making sure the trail network, I don't know if you all walk on that, Jonathan made reference to Tanyard Trail that borders this property. So we've tied in our walks with that trail.
Why not make the playground bigger and everything else smaller? I mean, it's like one of the most minuscule parts of that park.
Yeah. It is.
I would rather have a larger playground.
Yeah, I mean, adding I'd rather have the basketball and bring their kids to play.
I would see them all jump to this bed and die. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right in my hand. Yes. Yeah,
like, what was the question?
All right.
Yes, we are.
When they said that, we've gotten that before from the police department. They show up for one day and then they're gone. Yeah. And they don't come back. You know what I mean? I mean, that's why
Well, that's correct. So when we do the mailers to notify residents, we send out mailers and notices within 300 feet of the impacted parcel as well as to the HOA. So I'm very glad that the HOA did extend the invitation.
That's probably
okay.
I'm not saying that you're not, but I'm...
Andrew, again, as many people here have mentioned, a little background on me, because my schedule changes. I jog around the neighborhood. I may be out at 5 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, along Tanyan Springs Lane. Now, to backtrack a little bit, you said that the traffic study wasn't required. So this is going to be bringing much more traffic into the area, and all the money that the county spent on installing those lights over here at the intersection of Solly Road and Tanyan Springs Lane, when I'm out jogging at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I watch vehicles go, go right through that red light. Right through the red light. So this proposal is going to be bringing even more traffic in here. In the neighborhood right in front of this building here, where children are waiting for school buses on Tanyan Springs Lane, and the traffic study wasn't required.
I want to clarify, and this is probably a little bit of engineering language that, you know, it needs to be clarified. We did definitely analyze the traffic to determine that a full study was not required. There is engineering and analysis to even get to that point. So we didn't analyze the nearby intersections and the amount of traffic that our park is anticipated to bring in. But it's
and that analysis.
I'm sorry?
It's the main exit out of our neighborhood.
It's the exit out of our neighborhood. If you go up Tanger Springs Lane, there is nothing further down. So we're going to be stuck in that.
So everybody that lives in the Heritage Park has to leave the Heritage Park.
And I do know for a fact, I spoke to traffic engineering because I used to work for the county executive, and he told me that this is going to be a mess about the traffic. So if we can push, can we get a traffic study done?
I would encourage you to submit your comments to the Office of Planning and Zoning.
I just want to share.
Well, just to clarify my comment when I say that.
Not to have a rule put in. If our neighborhood gets together, you can fight not to have this happen. That's all it takes.
So my concern is what else is going to happen? So, I'm trying to be a bigger picture here. If they don't put up a park, what else are they going to do with it? Because obviously they need an elementary school. So they're going to do something with the land that they've paid for.
Well, and to be honest...
Or what happens if the elementary never gets built?
Oh, well, that's another issue. I don't even...
Well, so to be honest, this is a shared site, you know, so as you can see, the amenities that we're putting in are anticipated to be shared amenities. These are things that the school can use in the future. That is what we're trying to do. We're trying to be careful with the taxpayer funds to make sure that the improvements that we're doing now are compatible with the future school and the future use. So I share your concern, but we are trying to be careful and delicate with how we handle that aspect of the project.
I just wish the County Board of Education would overlap with you guys and provide their plans as well.
Right.
Because you have a 2-year schedule. You're not even going to be done with this park until 2025. You're telling us a school is 3 to 5 years out. So by the time the park is done, you should essentially be breaking ground on the school.
Well,
to clarify, we
absolutely have been coordinating with Anne Arundel County Public Schools. They weighed in on this plan and vetted it and agreed upon it. So we absolutely have coordinated with them. No, that's perhaps an oversight on my part. So
just a few more things.
Yes, sir.
I promise try not to talk too long. But, sir, you mentioned about the dearth of parks in this part of the county.
Alas, yes, yes.
There's a park right over here next to the firehouse.
Right. But these other people are telling me there's so much traffic because there's so many people who live that here. You want them all to use one park?
It's empty.
No.
So you don't need any more parks?
What big park?
Because this site was supposed to be more houses.
And that was commercial space, along with the space across the street, was all zoned.
It was all part of one development.
To do something commercial.
It was supposed to be a residential area.
Where it could have also been residential.
It was, It belonged to the developer, and they had residential and mixed use in there.
Okay, so I believe that as far back as 2016, that property was always commercial for a shopping center, not residential.
Okay.
That's 7 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've been here for 10.
I imagine a shopping center might bring more traffic.
Some of the discussions that we've had in our community in Tenure Springs is that many people believe that we don't have enough parking for our own cars because we were not allowed to put in any more parking spaces because that would affect the quality of the water in the bay. That there are all these places around here, including behind my house, that shows it says forest retention area that you can't disturb or cut down the trees. So now you're going to be building paved parking lot for 186 cars.
No.
And
39.
2 acres of forest.
It's 39 here, but
it's not paved.
The overflow lot is not paved.
So then what is it?
It's not paved.
So grass.
Isn't it dirt?
Why the
grass?
Grass.
Gravel.
So
it's only to be used during larger park events.
So then who is, are the, so this is
hold, 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 hold on. Stop. Gentleman is talking behind you.
I'm almost done. The basketball courts, these are going to be full court or half court?
Full court.
I still don't understand this about 2 acres of forest removed, and then this is going to be something that's going to move the area.
Right.
I'll send my comments.
Thank you.
So how do you maintain a grass parking lot?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. About what?
How often?
When it needs it. During the summer, it's usually about every 3 weeks.
And the vacant lot reserved for the school will get mowed the same.
If we have to do something, usually what we do is we go in and put down a plastic reinforcing material that helps with that, and it lasts. And we mow it like an open field. We have that in a number of parks now where it's overflow. It doesn't stand the traffic for. You can't use it on an everyday parking lot.
No, I got you.
But it's occasionally. Occasionally, you need that many cars come in.
Right.
Question. I serve in San Bernardino County, and I've never seen an overflow parking lot like that.
Really?
Dead serious, yeah. If you have an address, I'll definitely go check it out.
On Galesville Road at the Hot Sox Field at Wilson Park, there's a real nice overflow lot there with grass decks.
He's in Wilson Park?
Wilson Park, correct.
And what road?
Galesville.
Where's that?
South
Southern.
It's in San Bernardino County, off of
Muddy Creek.
Down that way.
Yeah. So you have nothing up here?
Let me think. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay.
In District 3, but make a note of the question and we can provide some examples.
Absolutely.
Does it get like reseeded over time?
If needed.
Dead dirt, then it's like grass and it's just turned to dirt.
It's a lawn. It's grass. It's dirt.
Drive on it. He dies.
But they don't drive on it every day. That's why we use grass.
So basically,
you have a better idea.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Welcome to Tenure Springs.
Okay.
If you want, I can give you the information. If you want to come to a board meeting with our management company, you can come talk to them about it.
You have a management company. You have a management company that's not a self-directed HOA?
We have an HOA board and we have a property manager.
We have a board and a member of HOA. That is how every major HOA in this town works.
So how up-to-date is this versus what's on the site right now? This says proposed gravel.
That was the 30% drawings.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're showing
them. Black and white.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is more, and everything is still proposed at this moment.
Correct. Yeah, we're only a third of the way through design. That's why we're listening to these kinds of comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And has that schedule been fleshed out like any further? I mean, not only would it, I mean, we're talking about the traffic after the fact, but the traffic during, because that's at the, like they said, it's one entrance. That's all we have in and out. So, and there's enough traffic because there's enough houses right there with just us. And then that's also, we're talking about during the school year. I don't have any little kids, but for those that do, I know that's a drop off at the bus pulls right there. And we've got some of the kids are, of course, they walk home from that point for those that are not there to pick them up. I mean, food trucks, you know, we can do without, but it's also a central hub for that
at that point in time. And there's only one way in and one way out.
Right. Parking on both sides of the
is there going to be construction? Is there, like, when I say is it fleshed out further, like, is there a certain time when these this is going to be happening? Because I mean, they get off the bus, they're getting on the bus, they're getting off the bus, you know, and they're staggered depending upon if it's elementary, if it's high school.
Well, construction is 7 to 4.
Which is probably, then we've got another problem because we don't have the traffic light yet. Is there going to be an additional crossing guard? Is there a crossing guard? Is there going to be, what's going to be done?
Or where is the bus stop even going to be
That's a question for school. We can't answer that.
No, but it's a good point.
It
you know, and something
point.
That we can absolutely, you know, bring up to
where
the
school. Where does the bus stop on the
area?
It pulls into the loop?
They told us years ago, if I remember correctly, that they could not turn around in our community center parking lot, right?
Correct.
So they had to make that the bus stop because they couldn't come up and make a turn safely with the bus on the county roads in the back part of the neighborhood of Heritage Crossing. So they had to make that the bus stop. Mm-hmm. And that's where everybody gets on the bus, except for some kids that's now get on a long tenure further up that go like north, like the older kids. But all of the elementary kids get on at that corner. And there's no other place to turn around buses. So if there's no place to turn around buses, the county, the school board really needs to weigh in on this before you proceed, because they need to have a place that they can pick their kids safely.
We definitely appreciate the input and the knowledge. You know, I mean, this is part of the reason that we have these meetings, to learn, you know, how you guys, you know, use site, the things that we don't know from looking at this on paper and coming out and doing site visits. So,
is it just one bus?
No.
Which school?
Different feeders.
But she said they were all elementary kids.
No, elementary. Most of them, all the elementary on there, but there's the middle, they get up there for they're going to Glen Burnie, and then northeast some there, and then northeast there's some that get on a little bit further down to Mockingbird. But other than that,
we can work with them to move the bus stop. That's not a problem.
We'll tell schools they move bus stops all the time. That's not a big deal.
We tried to modify our pool hours to have them come up to the clubhouse to meet each month. They said no. Or we've got crickets. So maybe you have more levers than we do, because you guys are part of the county, but good luck.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
We are not the school system, though, so I don't know if we have any more leverage or not, but we certainly know who to tell.
Yes, I was just wondering, based on the feedback we do receive after we all submit our comments, and if the majority of the residents or the majority of the comments state that we're not interested, maybe we just want a green space, leave it alone, would you take that feedback, or are you just going to go ahead and continue with this project?
Good question.
Yep.
We're moving forward because the county council has authorized it. The only people that can stop it is
authorized the pool and provinces, and that was a big bus. So I'm just saying, like, do we have any weight with our comments?
Trust that we hear you guys, and you know, when we hear these kinds of comments, we take another look at what we've come up with as at our 30% design, and we refine it based on the comments and the feedback that we hear. You know, your comments are not falling on a deaf ear, absolutely not.
Yes,
but we will be looking at refining the design to, you know, we hear you guys about the trees, we hear you about the school bus stops, we hear you, you know, so I trust that we are listening.
I just want to also clarify that the county council does not approve projects. They are not authorized to approve projects.
They approve the funding.
They approve funding.
Right.
I just want to clarify that.
Email the county executive's office people. That is what.
And I echo Layla.
Email them. I will send you an email.
So if there's a plan for another school somewhere down the line, why delay? Why not give them now if it's needed?
We don't build the schools. You have to ask the school system.
But I'm asking this here because you can ask it and they can be addressed.
Well, it doesn't impact the parks. I don't care if they build a school next week or 100 years from now. We're building.
Yes, please do contact the school system.
You said you've been in contact with the board.
Right. So this is what we're building. Does that work with your
plan? Why is there a delay for the school?
I'm sorry?
Why is there a delay? Why can't they be done at the same time?
So, I'll clarify. I'm going to jump in for you, sir. They have a separate pot of money. And they are self-governance other than getting money from the county council and the county. The county executive is back from there, funding. It's shifted to Board of Ed. Board of Ed makes their own decisions. If you want to have them or talk to them or whatever you want to do, you talk to the Board of Ed. They're their own entity.
Yes, thank you. Sure. Okay.
My only question is in regards to the basketball court, because it is a full-size court.
Sure.
Is there going to be a fence, a lockable fence around that thing, there where a park ranger's going to close that at night?
No, because nobody's going to close it, lock it, but there's a fence around it.
So
let's say, hold on a second, remember before you ask that. So is this park going to be secured at night, or is this open park?
It's an open park.
I just say that because we've had problems with basketball courts in the past in our neighborhood with transients and other issues, and I just see that being a major problem in this park.
And ended up having to close our basketball. We had a full-size court back behind our bulk house, and they closed it because of...
So I'm just kind of curious to elaborate on that. What's Park and Rec Department's plan to address that when that becomes a huge problem?
Well, the same way we address in any of our parks. Our parks are closed at dark, so if there's somebody over there on that basketball court, we ask the neighborhoods to keep an eye on it. If somebody's over there, call the police.
I mean, what I'm saying is, are you going to come rip those? Are you going to come rip those basketball hoops down, and that becomes a problem? I mean, I'm just saying.
I would doubt it. I would seriously doubt it.
Yes, sir.
One follow-up has been, you said first, you said this is a 30% schematic.
Correct.
What's the other 70%? School?
No, that's a design progression term, so this is like an early stage of the design.
Okay.
You call this a schematic design, it's 30%. The next set is called design development, that's a 60% set.
Okay.
And then you get to the construction documents, that's a 90% set. So that's just an engineering
terminology.
So you get more detail.
Yeah.
So to follow up on this comment, you say go call the cops. We have had issues in our community with the basketball court. We have gone and called the cops. They get sick and tired. They don't come. I understand this is a county park, but if it becomes an issue repeatedly, I fear the police will not come. We have already experienced that. What is Rexon Park's plan for that? Have you worked with County PD on this particular park?
Not on this particular park, but we meet with County PD regularly to look at all of our stuff that's underway. But I mean,
so can we get a follow-up meeting to this one with PD?
Sure.
How they're going to address it?
Call the police department. What are you going to tell them? If this happens, if 5 years from now,
but you're putting a park in our neighborhood, are you going to increase your presence?
You probably don't need a meeting. You can probably call the district commander.
Well, they're going to tell us
that answer.
They're going to just tell us, have a nice day. I mean, see Free Town Road right here. I mean, I think this all goes into the part with the study. You know, if a thorough study had been done with this, I don't know if this park would actually move forward, because there's so many different elements to this that are problematic.
Well, it doesn't exist, so there's nothing that's problematic. You're saying, what if this happens? What if that happens?
That's, I know. We can only
plan so far,
I mean, we
right?
Outside Baltimore, let's be real. Baltimore City is
So I know someone mentioned something about the porta-johns and the porta-johns being unsightly. That's the design that have given consideration to an enclosure for the porta-johns.
That's included.
Yeah, okay. So, and then my next suggestion, you know, since there's such a concern with basketball courts, right, and the possibility of after-hours people or people congregating after-hours, since we have basketball courts over by the fire station, is it a necessity to have a basketball court here? Why can't we do away with the basketball court for now, and then let the school build a basketball court when they do that development? So for now, you only have baseball and multi-purpose
I hear what you're saying. Is the basketball court the number one issue?
Yes.
Can you guys see a show of hands? How many people would prefer if there was not a basketball court? So fewer than half of you are concerned about the basketball court.
I mean, we
can go back and consider that, and make the playground bigger, take the basketball court out, leave it as green space. If that's an issue,
I would rather see kids running around having a good time than seeing what that basketball court will bring. Personally.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. We will absolutely take that into consideration.
Thank you.
Well, as we stated earlier, we are observing a 25-foot preservation easement around the entire cemetery that we will not disturb.
Is that the yellow area?
That's the property line. The cemetery easement, let me see. It's kind of hard to see here, but it's the kind of hatching around the yellow line.
The yellow line, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that the area that's currently wooded is going to be, if there's a more 60% design, that there's going to be any changes to that?
In terms of
removal of more trees.
So, you know, as we refine the design, you know, we do take painstaking efforts to try to minimize our impact on this site. We do have somewhat limited options because of the future school site that is reserved. We do not want to put that at any kind of risk. We don't want to put an amenity there that's simply going to be torn down. So, you know, we will absolutely be evaluating, you know, if we can reduce the amount of deforestation. Absolutely.
Thank you guys for not wasting money in building a field for school.
You know, it's...
I'll get the compliment.
We really do try, guys. Yep.
Now, my first question to the people who email, like, why?
Yep.
I'll give a compliment where our company is.
We have that situation. We try and learn from that. That's a problem with the shared school park sites.
Yep.
Is whoever gets there first kind of lays claim to the land, which is why, as Emma was saying, Public Works has reached out to the school board and said, this is what we're going to build. Does it work for you in the future?
Yep.
And they're saying, yeah.
You know, and when we look at, for example, the overflow parking lot area, you know, the reality is that this is where the school's going to go. So there will be a parking lot. We almost look at that item as something that's going to be torn up. So when you ask why is it a grass field or a reinforced turf field, it's because it's likely going to be reconfigured for a school in the future.
So that the school lot is going to be moved to the school and the parking lot for the school?
I mean, large events typically only happen at public parks on weekends. When the school's not in session.
Right.
One good side of this, there's not multiple fields, so you're not going to have tournaments there.
Correct. Right.
That's one bonus. I will say that to you all. You know, even though I love that huge facility.
All right, all right.
It's a smaller park within the county. It's not anticipated to draw, you know, residents from the southern end of the county to come up here and play on your ball field.
And I think with the basketball court.
Well, there are many fields between here and there.
What's the
I think the basketball. Sorry.
I was just wondering, what's the estimated cost for this?
$5.4 million.
Say again, Keith.
$5.4 million.
And that's on top of, does that include the purchase of the property?
No, that doesn't include the purchase of the property.
How much was that?
I have no idea.
That includes every aspect of from the project's inception to its completion. So it's not simply a construction cost. It's also the quality control cost. It's the cost of the designer. It's the cost of the management, the permits, the utilities. You know, so it sounds like a lot more than it really is.
I think so, but I think, I'm not talking to anyone in this room or for the community, both the basketball courts that we have right now, the single basketball court that we have in our community is a half basketball court. It was five. I think more community members would probably be on board if it was a half court, not a full court. Full court will invite more problems. That is why in our community, when we had two, they were two half courts, not one full court, one half, or two fulls.
So we appreciate that input, that, seriously. That's good input.
I think more people can get behind it is a half court. Mm-hmm.
Or even pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Pickleball is another amenity that sometimes has strong reactions. But you know what? So we're hearing the comments on the amenities that we have proposed. Trust that we will absolutely take these comments to heart and refine our design accordingly.
And again, I'm just throwing out.
We
really devil's advocate. I see both sides of this. I think with the approach, if the school would have been in place with the plan, we had no conversation at this point.
You need to reach out to the school. We really don't have any input on how they prioritize their projects or look at the feeder schools and look at the, you know, the development that's proposed in the area. We really don't have a seat at that table. I'm sorry.
So I'm seeing here, is this the only spot where the portable toilets are going to go?
Yes, that's where they're currently proposed.
One, two, three, four, five?
There's four. The other one that's kind of away is a dumpster.
Okay.
And you know, again, we want to have a place to put these trash. And look, we understand that they're not the most sightly facilities. We do have enclosures planned for them to try to screen them. We definitely understand that.
So I'm sorry, I just keep thinking about this. So
sure.
As far as the dumpster goes, I've seen people just drop stuff off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you can't stop it, but there's no way to lock that dumpster, right? It has to stay unlocked for the pickup and stuff, right?
Then we put locks on them, and the waste management guys get aggravated because they have to get out of the dinosaur to unlock it to open the gates. So
what?
It's locked at the beginning. Yeah. What can I say?
There's a human element here.
The guys must be your neighbors or something. They
know because in our house, we have a dumpster that is locked. They have to get out of their truck. Now, it's waste management. It's not from the county. It's waste management services that gets out of their car, unlocks it, and goes there and picks it up, backs up, locks it back up. Why can't the county do that?
You can do anything with money.
It takes 5 minutes to go do that.
Again, there's a human element here, guys, that we can't control.
Somebody's getting paid to do that, right?
The guy's in the truck. 5 minutes.
And so if it's a dumpster that the guy has to get out of the truck and unlock it and open it, do you think they charge more or less than if they could drive straight in, dump the dumpster?
So is this a county employee or is this a...
No, it's a contractor.
Contractor, yeah.
Waste management services?
County doesn't collect solid waste.
Huh. I wasn't sure of their own parts, so...
You could be a contractor just like a quarterback contractor.
Right.
You're not
clean
by the camp.
I hope those are
going to
be locked as well.
I wish we could.
I know.
I wish we could. I wish we didn't have porta potties.
Me too.
But,
me too.
But the alternative is no toilets. And so that's a question. And usually it's parents of smaller children that have that problem. It's like, couldn't you even provide a place? You know, I had to take my daughter into the woods or something like that. It's not a good alternative, but it's an alternative.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions, guys? I think we've received a lot of really helpful feedback tonight.
Back to the completion dates. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's 2 years
from
now.
2 years.
A year away from construction, right? These dates could slip one way or the other, right?
Yeah. Hopefully we're going to beat this schedule and get into the bidding award a little earlier than what we're indicating here. The real hang-up can be in permitting, because a park gets treated just like a townhouse development.
Yeah.
As the Department of Recreation and Parks, we're just another developer. We stand in line to apply for the same permits. We wait for reviews.
And then you have issues with the bid. So
the permitting is what drives the schedule.
Well, if you had it your way, how soon do you think you'll get done?
The
perfect world, when do you foresee getting done? Do you see how much sooner before this date?
It's really in the permitting and the bid and award. We could pick up 6 months through there.
Okay.
It just depends on how smoothly things go.
So then on the construction aspect of this park, is there like any elevation changes? Like, I mean, are you guys...
not major, no. No, I mean, it's a relatively flat site.
The most pretty much the dirt that's there will be retained.
Pretty much.
And, you know, what you'll really see in terms of any grade change will probably be around the bioretention facilities. There will be some slight depressions there. You know, we will have to, when we dig those out, we actually remove the native dirt to put in special dirt that drains a specific way, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this site is pretty flat.
It's very flat, so we don't anticipate major grade changes.
Yeah, I was just wondering as far as, like, removing equipment and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So you won't really have any need for haul trucks and stuff like that. It's going to be, like, basically
not anything major.
We hope that the construction will go quickly because of that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I encourage you to... yes, sir.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joel. I'm one of the residents across the years from Times Spring here as well. Thank you, guys, for allowing us to force our opinion. You didn't have... consider you guys part of our community because you guys are going to come into our community. So we just thankful for that. And we're not against you, and we're definitely trying to rage any war against anyone who anything of that nature. So much going on, so much good information, feedback. Many of us who are here, there are hundreds more back home who may not have been here. Some are with it, some are against it. So whether they're for or against it, I think it's a great idea. I see the need for community, for accountability, keeping kids, and schooling as well at some point down the road, right? So we have expressed some of our concern with crime and traffic, and some of it didn't seem it was really incorporated or thought or discussed. And we thankful for the opportunity where we can share this with you guys as well as for the on the email. So with that, is there a way that any of this can be revisited or be included in any process moving forward or going forward with the breaking ground?
So there will absolutely be another community meeting before we start construction. It is just like this meeting, it is required by code that we do meet with you guys. And so we'll meet with you guys at the pre-construction meeting again. We will send out the same mailers. We'll send them out to the HOA boards. And that is the way that we are able to communicate with you. Unfortunately, you know, there's not a, as far as I know, a better way to do it. It is also on the Office of Planning and Zoning's Capital Improvements website, as well as the Department of Recreation and Parks website. You can absolutely follow up for updates there. And if you have neighbors that say, gee, I wish I attended and I had this question, they can still go to the Office of... Well, you can absolutely go to the Office of Planning and Zoning's website and send a written comment to this community meeting. We are obliged to hear that. And frankly, we do appreciate the input. I know there's been, you know, some back and forth tonight, guys, but it really is great input for us to hear as we work on incorporating a park into your neighborhood. Thank you.
I also want to share the councilman's office, which is Nathan, actually. We do a newsletter. Feel free to take my email address down. And my telephone number. I ran out without my cards. But you can email me, and I can also put you on our newsletter list. I try to keep an update of what community meetings are coming, what things are coming, and way of legislation, all types of different things. So I'm going to give you my email address first. It's CCG as in girl, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, 33, which I wish I was 33, at aacounty.org. That's my email address. And if you also, for some reason, have any comments, too, that you want to share with the councilman, please send them to me. I will share them with him. I actually been texting tomorrow. I'm sitting here. Also,
and we've already gotten some comments that they've been forwarded
to us. Yep. He has said that also. And then I also have, my number is 410-222-2413. Sure, it's CCGANN33@aacounty.org. And if you go onto the county website also, it's also on there. And some in the room may be able to speak. If for some reason, I'm very responsive. You do not hear from me, and I tell people this. Hit me up again. There could be, like, I don't just sit at a desk all the time. I'm out and about.
much for that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
I know it's been a while, so I'll try and be brief. I second this man's comments, but I appreciate that this opportunity to get here. If you all could tell me just a little bit about this process, was there something that I missed? It looks like the plan, the schematics have been drawn up, the ideas, the concepts, here's what this is the first I've ever heard of anything. Was anything broadcast? Is it a normal process that somebody would say, hey, county residents of all around the county, we're thinking of putting this in, we haven't had anything to get into. Is there anything like that to say?
You're at it. This is it, guys.
This has all been already put together.
Well, yeah, we have an idea.
When the county bought the land, Steve Hsu bought it, I think, 6 years ago now, and it was publicized in the newspaper, and obviously, before you spend a nickel, it goes through county council through a number of hearings. We present our budget request to the executive and council every year. We identified Tanyard Springs Park probably 3 years ago, we started the planning on this process. So that's when it goes on the list. We tell the county council we need to build a park in this area. That's when it becomes public. And there's public hearings that go into the budget approval. That's when projects get approved at the council level, when they get funded. So yeah, there did we just get an installment Saturday? We are fully funded now.
We are fully funded.
Sometimes council will spread that funding out over a couple of year period, which means that every year there's a series of hearings where they talk about what is requested in the budget and so forth. This, when we get to detailed level of plans, and we're starting, even though we're at 30%, we've just started this process. That's when there is a formal outreach. So the code says, hey, anybody that can basically see where you're building needs to be notified individually. And so that's why the mailings go out to people, property owners, around our facilities. And we also reach out to your HOAs, your civic associations, and then we get great support from the council people's office and the Office of Constituent Services, that they publicize this. So if you follow your councilman on any social media, or you get their newsletters you were talking about, your HOA should know about this project, they received the notice. So I'm not sure why you didn't. There's not a specific mail. We don't go door to door, or anything beyond. When we get to this point, it is the 300-foot radius of the property. So that's when it kicks it. And if you live, unfortunately, the way it's done, if your property is 301 feet away from the property line of this park, you would not have received the letter.
That's great.
You just have control of the website.
Yep. Thanks for keeping us updated, though, on a lot of things.
All right, guys, I think we're about to start wrapping up this meeting. We'll take one last comment.
Make it tonight.
I'm sorry?
For the people that couldn't make it tonight and they want to submit their comments, you said that there's only the 14-day period that they can do it?
Within 14 days of tonight, yep. Okay. If you can just Google Anne Arundel County Office of Planning and Zoning past community meetings, you can click on, yep, you can find this project. You scroll down, you click on the name, you submit there.
And by Monday, this presentation
will be posted. Yeah.
And this recording will be on the Department of Rec and Parks website as well. So anybody that couldn't be here, can listen to all the questions, listen to your comments, see the presentation.
Yep. I have one last announcement for this evening. District 3, we are looking for advisory committee members for the council member's office. Is that correct?
It's for the regional planning effort.
There we go.
So you folks, and some good dialogue here.
I would encourage a number of you to submit.
That's the people making the region plan. So that's which areas are commercial, which areas are residential, which areas are going to have traffic or crime. There's your opportunity to be part of the process. Lynn, is that flyer still out there?
Yep, there's a QR code on the flyer out by the door. If you want to submit an application, I'm actively seeking committee members. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.